going? This is Josh from JustUsGeeks.com, and this is our extra geeky edition for Halo 5. Logan and I ventured out the other night to the Halo 5 launch and had some great fun standing in line and talking to some interesting people about the game and why they liked Halo and all kinds of fun stuff. So in this version of Extra Geeky, you know, used to when we would go out live in places like this, we would just record one big long file and just dump it there for you and hope that you wanted to make it through listening to some people ramble on. But we've kind of broken it down for you, so it gives you a little story. So Logan and I were able to go and to talk to some folks and to experience being there. I was fortunate enough to have my version of Halo already preloaded on my new Xbox One, but Logan picked his up last night and we had a pretty fun time. So make sure you hang out with us for the rest of this episode. And if you haven't listened to the latest episode of the podcast, which is all about Halo, go check that out over at JustUsGeeks.com. And, of course, over on iTunes. We need your iTunes reviews, so go give us a 5-star rating and tell us how much you love us. Boom sauce, go do those things. So here it is, Extra Geeky, the Halo edition. Part of the fun of going and doing one of these live events like this is just getting to see and to meet some of the people that are there for these experiences. Not all of these people are the same. I mean, this is a very mixed crowd of folks. It was interesting because on the night that they released the most anticipated Xbox game in years, this local establishment also did a release of a wrestling game. So there were a couple of people there to pick up the wrestling game, but the vast majority of people were there to pick up Halo 5. And some of their comments and some of their experiences were pretty neat.
How many people do you think are here?
No, just
less than 50?
Yeah.
Okay. There's probably just under 30, just over 30.
30-ish. It's pretty weird. I really thought there'd be more people here. It is raining. The conditions are bad.
Yeah. And there are probably still people who think it's
midnight. Yeah. Do you think that it's possible that there are less people here because they got the game digitally?
Could be. A lot of people wouldn't. Yeah.
Huh.
I feel sorry for the people who got the big collector's edition, though. Like the one with the statue. It comes with a download code. It doesn't come with a disc. So you aren't playing that tonight unless you're on like a military base with a T4 connection.
Unless you are Master Chief.
Yeah, downloading it to your suit.
Yeah. Uploading. John 117.
I don't know if anybody's been watching.
PC Principal, bro.
PC Principal, bro.
It's the first time that I've ever been to an event like this, a small event with just a handful of people, that someone actually cosplayed. I had known that there was a potential for there to be a couple of people dressed up in Spartan gear, but the weather was really bad and I wasn't really expecting it. And honestly, as you can hear, I don't think Logan and I were really expecting much at all. But as we went into the store, it was very apparent that this was a little different, this release, for a few people. Eldrick Chisholm has been playing Halo since the very beginning. His dad, as you'll go on to hear him say, gave he and his brother the choice of purchasing an Xbox or a PlayStation, and they chose Xbox, and it's been Halo ever since. Eldrick showed up in this really cool, amazing Agent Locke cosplay from Halo 5. It was full Halo Spartan gear that he made himself. listen to him talk about how he made it. It was really light and super durable, and it looked amazing. This guy loves Halo. I mean, I think that I'm a great casual fan of Halo, but this dude really loves Halo. So to have the opportunity to talk with him about Halo and his armor that he built, that he'd been working on for almost an entire year, was really an experience that you can only, well, really experience yourself by hearing him say it.
Tell me what you're wearing.
I am wearing Halo 5 Agent Lock suit.
For the release.
For the release night of Halo 5.
Have you dressed up for every Halo release, or is this new?
Well, I dressed up for Halo 4 and Halo Reach.
Okay. What was your first Halo game?
First Halo game was Halo in 2001.
The first Halo?
The first Halo.
Why did you buy Halo?
Well, the reason why I bought Halo because he gave us a choice to choose between PlayStation and Xbox. When we choose Xbox, well, the first game that we bought on Halo was on the Xbox was Halo. And basically, I just fell in love with it.
What did you like about it?
What I liked about it was the gameplay and the graphics. The graphics to me was off the chain, and when I soon put the controller into my hand, I just like freaked out. Everybody freaked out. And I just loved the game.
It made a lot of sense. Halo did.
It did. I can say it really did.
We did an episode of our podcast last week about Halo, and it's probably I think we said it was one of the most like friend group friendly multiplayer games of all time. Like, it was the best multiplayer when it came out since GoldenEye.
That's right. I started playing Xbox Live on Halo when 2000.
Halo 2
is when I first started playing Xbox Live, and I just ever since I've been Xbox Live, in love with Halo, just playing it just back to back, nonstop, until it just wore out.
Is Halo the reason you bought an Xbox One?
I can say the Halo 5 is the reason why I bought the Xbox One. It is correct.
Okay. What are you looking forward to most with Halo 5?
What I'm looking forward to most to Halo 5 is the storyline and campaign.
Really?
Yes.
Would you rather play the campaign than multiplayer?
Well, if I have to choose, I'll choose the multiplayer because I just love multiplayer. You can ask any of my friends, my family. I just love multiplayer on Halo. It's just like the best to me.
Do you think Halo's multiplayer is better than Call of Duty? Or do you prefer? Do you have a preference, Halo or Call of Duty?
Well, if I have to choose between Halo or Call of Duty's multiplayer, I would say Halo multiplayer because it have a lot of things that you can accomplish in a multiplayer. Goals, armor, and all that. And combined makes it epic.
How long did it take you to make this suit?
How long it took me to make this suit was a year. It took a year to make this whole suit.
What's it made out of? It looks really awesome.
It is made out of EVA foam, which is exercise foam mats. And you can buy it at Walmart, your local store. It costs you $19 to buy a whole pack, come with six.
Do you wear this other places or just do it just specifically for Halo?
I do it only specifically for Halo.
Wow. Yeah, that's a lot of commitment, man.
It is. Yeah, I'm so committed to Halo. It's just like, well, 343. I'm so committed to 343 because this is the only game.
Yeah,
and
true.
I'm just like, I just like it. This is the only game.
Now, do you prefer 343 over Bungie?
Well, in a sense, I know Bungie was the first one to create Halo.
Yes.
And they did a good story. But now they gave it to 343. 343 took it to a next level that I think Bungie could not reach. And so far, 343 is doing a good job at creating Halo 5.
Awesome. Thank you, man. Your suit looks awesome. The lights are cool and everything.
That's what I said.
Spent the day trying to install the LEDs.
And they just switch on?
Oh, yeah. You can just switch it on.
Oh, that's really awesome. EVA foam's not easy to deal with, I know.
No, it's not. You gotta use a lot of carving knives and measuring.
You can't go back if you mess something up.
actually, you can go back and measure. You know, you actually can. If you mess up, you can go back, cut that piece off, glue it again, cut it again, glue it. It don't matter how many times you do it, you still can cut through it. So.
That's true.
But one thing I love about this, it's flexible. Like, you can just like...
Oh, it's not bulky then, I'd imagine. Oh, nice.
It's very flexible. You can fall in it, run in it, do anything.
That's awesome.
It is.
You should wear that for like airsoft or something.
I know. A lot of people. Awesome. A lot of people have told me I should wear it for airsoft. I create airsoft weapons. They should say that.
Yeah.
They say I should create airsoft weapons.
You should.
To go in the armor. I mean, it won't penetrate the armor because it's...
Yeah.
It's not foam. So, it'll just, you know... damage it a little bit, but not too much you can't fix.
Then you have battle damage.
Oh yeah, battle damage is the best.
That's the best.
You don't have, I'm thinking, if you don't have battle damage, then what's the use of having a suit?
You gotta have battle damage.
That's right.
You gotta have battle damage. Awesome. Not too many people still play. Well, I mean, there are not too many people here tonight. That's kind of, maybe it's the weather.
Halo 4 was the, I can say, the biggest.
Yeah, it was huge. It was huge.
I think it was because of the comeback of Halo.
Yeah.
That's the reason why it was so huge. I mean, it was
horrible.
All down the line, and this whole thing was just like covered up.
Covered over. People,
it was covered up.
Huh. Yeah, there was line outside. Yeah, like on the street. Yeah, that's right.
You just never know who you're going to run into in an event like this, even if it's a local event or if you're off in other places. You just never know because there's such a variety of people that show up. Not 2 seconds after I finished talking to Eldrick Chisholm, a person said hello to me that I'd not seen since college. And that's what I love about these events. They, and video games in general, I mean, you never know who's going to be playing a video game or who's going to come out to an event like this. It's really a fun, just sort of social experiment to take all of these people, throw them together outside like a video game store at 11 o'clock at night in the cold and see what happens.
You chose wrestling over Halo?
I mean, I can always go over to his house and play it.
Oh.
Because he like, doesn't...
No.
I'm going over to your house to play Halo.
Here's a question. Do you ever let anyone borrow... Should you ever let anyone borrow Halo?
No.
Why?
Because those people will not return it.
This is exactly why you're not going to get to borrow Halo.
Exactly.
Okay. No split screen anymore, so you can't play on couch co-op anymore. You might should rethink this whole wrestling Halo thing. You got like 10 minutes. I bet they do you a solid and switch you out.
Well, the game's not for me, it's for my buddies.
Oh yeah? Okay. That's still cool. Well, you're a good friend then.
Yeah. I'll probably come and get Halo whenever I get money.
Yeah.
Me and him will play.
I'm excited.
Alright. He can talk about
it's
10:53.
It was the
Moab.
We are not in line.
You are in line.
Yeah.
I'm like the only one.
I'm not the only one.
Must be the only one.
What are those? Yeah.
How late are you going to stay up?
Until I fall asleep, probably.
Fall asleep playing Halo?
I had 2 cups of coffee, so...
Nice.
I've got that Guardian aid.
Where's the Guardian aid?
It's in my car.
Oh, my God. I forgot about that. Thank you, Geek Fool, for your Guardian aid. It's probably gross, but...
It's going to give me all the fuel I need to kill people.
And diabetes. Diabetes, I can't.
What are those? It's actually better for you than Red Bull is. Less calories, less sugar.
It's because it's smaller.
Well, no, it's the same size.
Oh, yeah?
8.4 ounce Red Bull.
Huh.
I think it's mostly just like juice. It's like carbonated juice. It's not even...
Guardianade.
It's all they need is orange juice.
Alright. It's Halo time.
Halo time.
Stop. Halo time. Bo-do-do-do.
Sweet potato butter jelly time, potato butter jelly time.
It's Master Chief and the banana dish.
Yeah.
That's slightly appealing.
Appealing?
That's what Halo Wars 2 is, right?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of Master Chiefs and bananas? I would buy that game.
Everybody right listen! Group 1, let's go! There's a door there. Watch
oh,
out.
Jesus, my arm.
Sorry.
I saw the blade.
Watch out for the Ewok.
Thank you, Dick.
So part of the fun of going and doing these things is sort of getting not just the folks that we meet's reaction, but the interaction between us. Logan has been a huge Halo supporter, and is, if you listen to the latest episode of the podcast, thinks that he's probably the best Halo player on Earth, which he's not, beside the fact. So Logan picked up his Legendary Edition of the game, and what's next is our conversation about what he's holding in his hand,
that case is very
Halo,
slippery,
and what he's expecting. It's a really good conversation, especially for those who really enjoy the podcast. So this will get you to the end of our Extra Geeky Halo Edition. So stick around and hear what Logan has to say about Halo 5.
Have fun with Halo. Have a good one, man.
Is that a small child? Yep.
What'd you say? You said John Cena sues.
I said John Cena sucks. That's what they do on the TV show.
I killed my phone.
You just killed it.
That's done.
It'd be funny if that small of a drop just like cracked in half.
It exploded. It was a plasma grenade. Alright, open that thing up. I want your opinion on it.
Okay.
That's I didn't get a cool little
steel book?
No, mine's steel. That's what I was telling you. It's very slippery. So like,
oh, you didn't get the dust jacket thing?
No, I didn't get the dust jacket thing. Okay. It was just in the box in like this great little foam casing. I thought that was kind of cool. Are you eating it?
I can't get it open.
Does Halo taste delicious?
No.
Damn it. Don't spit that in my car.
Don't tell me to open it to get my reactions.
Well, this isn't the Juglorian. When we get the Juglorian,
I can spit in that all day?
No, you can't spit in that either. It's a DeLorean. You don't spit in a DeLorean.
Where we're going, we don't need spit.
You keep saying these things that are just horrible. You have the longest fingernails of any man that I know.
I have trimmed my nails.
Yeah, after you cut my hand open.
Oh my God, no, that was before.
I actually had a tough time opening it myself when I got it.
Tight plastic. There we go. Ooh, pretty. Okay, the disc is kind of just sloppily thrown in there. Operation order.
Yeah, it's got it. And in the green sleeve is their
rec pack
file.
Thing?
No, it's their files.
Oh.
It's kind of cool.
I'm not Jameson Locke. I can't open that.
Okay, good. Don't ever open it.
That is your Guardian model.
Yeah.
I'm excited to build that.
Yeah, he looks pretty awesome.
Did you build it?
Not yet, no.
Feels like you should have tweezers to build it. 14-day trial of Xbox Live. Good thing I've already got mine. Well, I guess that's where my code is for my rec packs.
Yeah.
Oh, and the Fall of Reach animated series.
Yeah.
Huh. I think it's worth it for the little metal model. Because I like models. And it's a robot, so it's a robot model.
Well, and you can get the rec pack and stuff, too.
Yeah, the rec pack and stuff, yeah.
The only difference in mine is that, obviously, there's no disc. And
oh,
no,
yeah.
No
yeah.
Slot for that in mine. That also doesn't reseal, by the way.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate. Oh, they're like little cards.
Yeah.
$100.
You can just keep those on file in your desk.
I wish you could pick who you played as, though.
Me too. That would be awesome.
I would play as Buck all the time.
For the helmet?
No, or... because he's Nathan Fillion.
Oh, yeah.
And even though I despise Firefly...
Because it is horrible.
It is. His last name is Redacted. That's a weird last name.
Must be German.
Tell you what, it sounds like American now.
It's American. His name's John. How much more American can you get other than George W. Bush? George 117.
And John W. Cena.
John W. Cena. Oh, look at that. It resealed for me.
Actually, mine did reseal. I was just going to make you feel bad about it. You broke it or something.
Go home. You're drunk.
I'm trying to go home, and I'm not drunk. Thank you very much, Internet. So, what are you going to play first? The card game or the...
The card game. Oh, I'll make a card game for those.
Oh, I know you'll make a card game for those.
I love card games.
I do kind of wish I had the dust jacket there.
I like that.
Yeah.
Makes it look better on a shelf.
Yes, you will know what it is.
Yeah, because there's nothing on the spine except for the UNSC symbol. You can tell how much of the story went with Bungie, though, to Destiny. Halo 5 Guardians.
Yeah. Yeah.
And the Prometheans and the Vex have a lot in common when you look at them.
When you think about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and for me, honestly, that's why I bought into Destiny. Is because that's why I bought a PlayStation, because I knew that that would do me until Halo came out.
And then it didn't have any kind of semblance of
a
story.
No, then it was... No, it was terrible. I mean, I know there are people that love Destiny, but...
Yeah.
And I would assume that Taken King,
They've improved a lot, but yeah. It's not enough to get me back. Not with Halo 5 here.
No. So. I think they waited too late on that.
I have no interest in pursuing an MMO career when there's Haloing to be done, you know?
Yeah.
Haloing. Halos.
You think it's Halos?
Yeah. Halos.
Oh, you got two copies?
No, just one.
Halo's Guardians.
Halo's Guardians.
You're their guardian, Halo.
Halo's Guardians.
What is it?
They gave me a wristband and a sticker that says frag this.
That's pretty cool. The wristband's not that great.
I can't even go on my big meaty wrist.
God, you're so meaty.
I think it's just because the band is way too tight.
Well, no, they made it for 12-year-old children.
Probably. So. It just kind of like peels my arm hairs back because it's made of that rubbery material.
So if you ever want to shave your arm...
Yeah, you just run this down it.
Instead of
just using a razor.
God. Oh, Jesus. That hurts thinking about it.
Well, I have to go home and start my 10-gigabyte multiplayer upgrade.
Well, you'll play tomorrow.
I'll play campaign tonight.
Yeah.
Hi,
can we co-op campaign?
I don't know if that's part of the multiplayer update or not.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, well, we need to co-op campaign. Better than Fallout 4 or no?
I'm probably going to enjoy this more than Fallout 4.
Why?
Just, like, sheer enjoyment factor. I think you could qualify Fallout as a better game.
Oh, I don't think you have to say that. I think Fallout is going to be a better game.
Yeah.
But, it...
I'm going to get more fun out of Halo.
I mean, they both have... I'll say this, for replayability, they're both equally replayable.
But the difference is, I'm not going to pick up Fallout 4 for 15 minutes.
No.
When I sit down to play Fallout 4, I'm playing two to three hours at a time.
Every time.
Yeah. So Halo is good. I'll get more fun out of it simply because I will play it more in those short spans.
Yeah.
Like, an hour before work, or you know, a couple hours when I get home, and I'm not really.
And it's not like mission critical. You know what I mean? Like Fallout, you feel like, well, I got to keep playing until I I can't stop here. You know, I mean, in with the campaign, I sort of always feel that way about Halo. But
well, that's what I'm probably.
But multiplayer, no. I mean, multiplayer. Like once you beat the campaign, multiplayer, it's well, whenever I feel like playing this.
Yep. And I always hang on to Halo games. Never traded one in. So
yeah. What's your gamer tag, Logan? We'll put this at the end.
Rick Danson.
Rick Danson.
Like RICKDANSON.
Who is Rick Danson?
It's a character that I made up.
What?
He's not a Spartan, but he killed a Spartan and stole his suit.
Rick Danson.
Yeah. That's real cocky.
His name is Rick Danson.
Yeah.
It's like Stone Rockington.
Yeah.
You know, Rick Danson. You like Ted Danson? Is that what it is?
No, I think Ted Danson spells his D-A-N-S-E-N, doesn't he?
No, I think it's a no.
Okay.
Anyway.
Whatever. Yeah. If you know the proper spelling of Ted Danson...
Let us know that.
Yeah.
I heard that was wrong.
But yeah.
Yeah.
Rick Danson.
Rick Danson.
Yep.
Every
Halo, I make a level called Rick's House.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. I've done it since Halo Reach.
Rick's House?
Yeah. And my friend plays, when we do like local co-op, he uses the name Grandma Danson. He plays Rick's crazy grandmother. We even made a house for her in Halo Reach. There's Grandma's house. It's a really fun level. Everyone starts out around a dinner table with a single Magnum in the center.
I'm okay with this.
I tried to set it up where the table would flip as soon as people spawned in.
Yeah.
Like a gunfight broke out, but I could never get it to work. So, yeah, that's Rick's.
Rick Danson. Who did he kill? Just what? A Spartan?
Just A Spartan.
Hmm. Well, mine's Danglystein, and you can use your imagination from that.
Danglystein.
Danglystein. Danglystein. Thank you, automatic Xbox gamer tag name generator. You know how tough it was to get that back? I spent 2 hours when I got my Xbox the other night trying to recover that thing.
Did you have to, like, find the email that it was
associated
with?
Yes, and then I had to try to get in the email. And then I had to verify it about 50 umpteen billion times.
Oh, that makes you, like, put in your phone number and other emails.
I was like,
I
had to think of what phone number was associated with it and all kinds of other crap.
Yep.
Oh my god, worth it though.
Because now you're dangling again.
Yeah, I'm dangling out there ready to play some Halo. So
I'm ready to play Halo 2, so I'm going to get out of the car now and leave you with the recording.
Okay.
Bye, Jug Nation.
This has been Rick Danson's house.
Rick Danson style.
That'll do it for this special Halo edition of Extra Geeky. Make sure you keep checking us out every single day over at JustUsGeeks.com for your daily dose of everything geek. Special thanks, as we mentioned in the episode, to our friends at Geek Fuel for providing us Spartan aid. Logan didn't drink it there in front of me, so we'll have to hear his reaction to that very soon. So special thanks to Geek Fuel. Go check them out at geekfuel.com/justusgeeks and sign up for the best monthly Geeky Box subscription on the interwebs. Go and do that thing. Make sure you go check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/justusgeeks, and on Twitter at justusgeeks. We did a really fun Periscope after I booted up my Halo machine and featured the opening cinematic of Halo 5. You should go check that out. I think the entirety of Periscope did, so go and do that thing. Coming up this week on this next edition of the Just Us Geeks podcast is our Halloween edition of the show. It's spooktacular. You won't want to miss that. Maybe we can convince James to go hang out with some clowns. We just don't know, so keep checking us out every single day over at JustUsGeeks.com.